Patience is a legacy of our Prophet, peace be upon him. As soon as we have a problem, a difficulty in our lives, we say, oh, it's not meant for me. We are disappointed. People do not achieve what they have to achieve, they say, because of these deterrences. Patience is a legacy of our Prophet, peace be upon him. Patience in everything. Things may take long. Look at previous nations. The messengers were disappointed from the people. It took so long. Noah, Abraham, others, they called and called and called until they became disappointed. Disappointed that people would not believe in him. And people thought that all these things that these messengers say are lie. They said, punishment will come to you. Allah will support me. Allah will help me. Nothing happens. Hatta idha stay'asa ar-rusul wa dhannu annahum qad kudhibu ja'ahum nasruna. Then our nasr came. I want to mention one expression from one of our ulama about the Prophet, peace be upon him. Ibn Shahrashub is a very famous scholar of the 7th century. When he wants to describe the Prophet, peace be upon him, he describes him in this way. Kana sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi fihi khisalu dhu'afa. He had all features of weak people. Anything which makes a person weak, not that he was weak in his soul or in his personality, anything which deters a person from progress, like being an orphan, being poor, being alone in Mecca when he was preaching. وَمَنْ كَانَ فِيهِ بَعْضُهَا لَا يَنْدَمُ أَمْرُ. Even some of these, if we find in a person, they would not be able to progress. They would not be able to achieve anything. كَانَ يَتِيمًا فَقِيرًا ضَعِيفًا غَرِيبًا. He was an orphan, as the Quran mentioned. وَوَجَدَكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى. He found you as an orphan. وَكَانَ ضَعِيفًا. He didn't have any support, any power, any army. Initially, he himself alone and a couple of other companions, other close ones with him. In Mecca, for 13 years, he preached. Only 300 people believed in him. All his family abandoned him. So that's Wahid and Ghariba. The people who were expected to support him left him alone. After the demise of Abu Talib, the leadership of Quraysh came to Abu Lahab. You can imagine Abu Lahab, his fiercest enemy, is now in the position of leadership of Quraysh. A man says, I came for Hajj at the time of Jahiliyyah or at the beginning of Islam. At the beginning of Islam, I came to Hajj. You know, Hajj was a ritual from the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam. In Mina, people camped. The Prophet sees the opportunity, usually, to go camp by camp, tribe by tribe, family by family, calling them to Islam. And so lonely he was, so difficult the task was, that everyone just listened and was amazed, what is this man saying? He said, قُولُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلَهُ. Now all these people were pagans. They had come to perform Hajj and to pay tribute to their idols. He said, قُولُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلَهُ. Say, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ, you will prosper. A man says, well, we listened. He said whatever you had to say, and he left. And after him came an old man, older man. And he said, I'm Abu Lahab. I'm the chief of Banu Hashim. People, this man who called you before is my nephew. This man is a liar. I know him better. You have come from far away places. He is a liar, do not listen to him. And this man says, I was looking when young man, the prophet, he didn't know that he was a prophet, was leaving. The other man was pelting him with the stones. And I saw all his feet and shank was bleeding because of these stones. He was really alone. Of course, he had a couple of people around him, but with such a mission, it was impossible to do such things. بلا حصار ولا شوكة. No protection, no army. We hear about the armies of the Prophet, of companions, of all these were in Mecca. After the people of Medina came, they paid allegiance to the Prophet. Yes, then he had armies, he had support. But when he was in Mecca, it was very difficult. You cannot imagine fighting with the family, fighting with the big prominent people, trying to explain things for them. This is why the Quran all the time advises the Prophet to patience. Wasbir kama sabara ulul azm min ar-rusul. Have patience. We had messengers, ulul azm messengers before you. They had to go through the same thing. They had to go through all these hardships so that people come back to me. So then he says, kathirul ada, lots of enemies, many enemies. not only in Quraysh, all the tribes from the vicinity. مَا جَمِيعَ ذَلَكَ تَعَالَى مَكَانُهُ وَارْتَفَعَ شَأْنُهُ. With all these, his position was lifted, elevated, and his status became so lofty. فَدَلَّ عَلَى نُبُوَّتِهِ. And this actually can lead us to his nubuwwah. وَكَانَ الْجِلْفُ الْبَدَوِي يَرَى وَجْهَهُ الْكَرِيمُ فَيَقُولُ وَاللَّهُ مَا هَذَا وَجْهُكَ. Jilf is ill-mannered, mannerless, harsh, tough. You know, people of desert were very harsh, very tough in their manners. These mannerless people came to the Prophet and they saw, when they just put their gaze on his face, they said, Wallah mahada wa chukadib, this is not the face of a liar. It shined from his face, the honesty, the truth. Now you may say, if that was the case, why Abu Sufyan and Abu Lahab and Abu Jahl did not believe in him? Because they were vicious people. Otherwise, anyone seeing the Prophet realized, this man is not a liar. This man has a truth coming from his heart. If the Prophet didn't have patience, if he was disappointed from the first encounter, Ya Allah, I'm your Prophet, why you do not support me? Why do you let my companions to be tortured like this, that he had to send them to Abyssinia, send them to other places, away from Mecca? I'm your Prophet, why you don't help me? Well, the world doesn't work like this. The world, Allah has created human race to test their patience. Patience develops our soul. Patience manifests the inner precious qualities that we have. إِنَّ فَضْلَهُ كَانَ عَلَيْكَ كَبِيرًا. His grace on you is huge. Why? Because he has khuluqun azim. If we have that honorable akhlaq, yes, the grace of God comes to us as well. In another place he says, إِنَّا سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا. We are going to descend on you a word, a message which is heavy, important in this world. Why? Because he can take it. قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا نِصْفَهُ أَوْ انْقُصْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا أَوْ زِدْ عَلَيْهِ وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا إِنَّا سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا. You have to do all these things. Keep awake during the night, recite the Quran until you prepare for reception of that heavy message. قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا. Any grace we want from Allah, any grace, of course the grace of Allah, provided they can take it. The two types of rahmah. One rahmah is available for everyone, whether they can take or they cannot take, whether they want or they do not want, whether they do anything about it for it or they don't do anything about it. This is Rahman. And one aspect of his rahmah is this Rahim, which is for those who want to take it, who can have the capacity of taking it. Patience is a legacy of our Prophet, peace be upon him. Wherever you are.